running.
For you, how dare you?
Why can't I see that?
Yes, we've never had a real live diva.
I don't give a
warning.
Sis, who does he think he is?
I have some dirt.
Will you confirm or deny?
Maybe you should rephrase the
warning.
Oh my God.
Okay, let's focus.
From reality TV to real life, it's all just so dramatic with Megan Pistetto.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of So Dramatic. I'm Megan Pistetto. I'm so excited. Today we've got our favorite queen, feminist Gemini, Bachelor in Paradise star, Abby Chatfield, fresh out of Fiji. She's on to chat about the crazy sex contract producers have on Bachelor in Paradise, the masturbation ban, and what really happened under that blanket with naughty boy Kieran Stott.
So when you're going to have sex with someone in Paradise, or if someone stays in your bed, if they see you like touching each other, they're just like,
hold on a minute, guys. But use protection.
They literally knock on the window of the bureau.
Stop
and they go,
it.
They go, guys, we're going to have to get you to give consent now.
So much drama, such little time. Let's get into the show.
But you're like the last person we can tell things to.
You want to know something?
I have some dirt.
So juicy. On our very first episode of So Dramatic, we exposed a huge Bachelor and Big Brother love triangle. We got Paddy on, who revealed that he'd been dating Talia Rycroft, who'd had a boyfriend, blah, blah, blah. We will never forget that bombshell. It was huge. Now, I've one-upped myself, a Big Brother and Bachelor love square. Watching Big Brother, we know that Sophie is hooking up with Chad. They've got this little romance on Big Brother. They've been hooking up for a few weeks now since the beginning. The funny thing is, Sophie used to date Kieran Stott from Bachelor in Paradise. I don't know if anyone knows that. I think it's a big undercover secret. They were working at Trader Bar in Darwin together and they started dating. I don't know how serious it was, but it was a thing. Kieran then hooks up with Kiki in Paradise, which isn't a spoiler because we saw photos of them emerge after Paradise filming wrapped. So we know that they do hook up in Paradise and they finish the show together. Okay, bear with me. Stay with me. Kiki used to date Chad. Well, it's not even a love triangle. It's a love square. So Kiki used to date Chad. Chad is now dating Sophie, and Sophie used to date Kieran. So we've come full circle.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
So a huge Bachelor in Paradise spoiler I'm going to give you guys. I'm feeling very generous today, taking a little bit of a walk on the wild side. I think it's because I've got the villainous Abby Chatfield currently staring right at me across the table. So I'm told that there are, full disclaimer, by the way, this scoop did not come from Abby, Channel 10, if you're listening. I'm told that there are 11 contestants who walk out of the show. They quit before a rose ceremony. You've obviously left and this has happened after you've gone. So you wouldn't have known about this.
I have no idea.
You didn't know?
I don't know about anyone walking out. This is tay.
Okay. Bear with me. So it's a mix of couples leaving together because they too much pressure from producers, and I think they wanted to see if it could actually work on the outside, which is great. It means there's actual genuine love stories there. And the other ones, a few other people who were like, fuck this shit, I'm going home vibes.
Wow.
Yeah, you didn't know? 11 people. So that's like what, half the cast? How many people in total are on there?
I think it's like, yeah, it's like a third of the cast. It's gonna be like 30 in total.
Shit. I don't know. I'm totally against it. I just think if you signed up for the show, either see it out or give your spot up to someone else. Like, do not be so fucking ungrateful. Also, who the hell is giving up a free, all expenses paid for trip to Fiji? Like, even if you're having a terrible fucking time, I would do whatever I could to stay there until the end, maximize my pool time, my 4 weeks annual leave that I'd taken. Like, how bad could it freaking be?
It's so not a holiday.
It sounds ideal to me.
It sounds ideal. This is what I thought as well. But it's, oh my God. It's like filming, mic packs. Can't go in the pool because your mic pack's too wet. Eating cassava chips, eating burgers.
Oh,
no,
it's such
food.
A hard life you reality
no,
stars have.
No, but it's
you're
like,
getting too big for your boots.
No, but it's like the food is just chips and burgers. Imagine every meal. Chips and burgers, cassava chips.
That's what I eat anyway.
No, babe, but you don't have the option of a salad. You can't make your own thing. You'd like, it is, it's not hell, but I mean, it isn't like holiday vibes. They're doing IVs and you're running around in pool, getting doing fittings. And interviews are tiring.
Makeup, hair and makeup. Oh, what a hard life.
Yeah, hair and makeup, fittings, it's tiring.
Feel so sorry for you,
I
girl.
I hate IVs. It's emotionally exhausting. Hey. You know how the podcast, how it's tiring to record the podcast?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's been a week. Yep.
Okay. Imagine doing a 3-hour podcast where it's just questions about you and your emotions and how shit your life is.
Fair.
Imagine if I was like, so how do you feel about your ex-boyfriend and why do you think he doesn't like you?
there?
Over and over again.
So do you think if you stayed on the show longer, like, would you have got fed up and walked as well?
I mean, perhaps. If the next round of boys wasn't good, I would have been like,
the next round of boys.
The next round of boys, if there wasn't American involved. I mean, hopefully there aren't Americans in there because I'll be upset.
COVID vibe. Oh, it was filmed before COVID, so they should have. No excuses there.
No. I mean, who knows? I guess we'll see.
Thanks for that little input.
No worries. Couldn't keep my mouth shut.
Okay, go back to the couch now.
Sorry.
Let me do my thing.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
My last little so juicy tidbit of the day. So Big Brother, we know, was filming right when Corona was kind of kicking off. It was meant to be an 8-week production. It had to be rushed and scrapped together in 4 weeks to finish so that there was no lockdown restrictions. And so as you can imagine, the contestants were a bit devoed. They were expecting to do a full season and they ended up essentially only doing a half-assed version in 4 weeks. So they were only in the house for half the time that they expected. And I think they thought they were going to be, you know, sitting around the pool, having a daiquiri and relaxing, but it was nothing like that. They had to do eliminations and challenges sometimes twice a day. And as we know, those challenges are bloody hard. They look extremely exhausting. So imagine doing two of those a day. The contestants were not happy. They started going mental at the producers and complaining that the schedule was too hectic and people were leaving too fast and not staying in the house long enough. They were basically in and out of that house faster than a Macca's drive-thru. Crazy.
Do not fight amongst yourselves. Please come to me.
So will you confirm or deny?
At least you're honest with me.
So exclusive. We've got the one and only, our feminist Gemini queen, Abby Chatfield, in the studio with us right now. It's weird talking to you because we are such good friends.
Yeah, we're actually friends. So it's like, it's weird hearing you be like Abby from The Bachelor. And I'm like, your mate.
Abby from my DMs.
Abby from my failed LA trip.
Devo. RIP.
Devo, miss you, Matt.
So we were meant to go to LA in April for this big publicity trip that we were going to do. We were going to hit up everywhere and everyone, and COVID ruined our dreams, didn't it?
It really did. We were almost about to book accommodation. Remember us looking through the Airbnbs? It was a sign anyway.
Dramatics. That was drama. So the best one we could find was like $7,000, and it was like a garage with like pedophile vibes.
And then there was like one single bed. Like a single baby would have to share, or like no bathroom.
Remember when it said on the thing, grand, how many beds, and it said zero, and I'm like,
oh. Yeah, we're on the floor. I mean, would take it to be in LA right now. But
so yeah, we did have a big night last night. Abby was a very naughty girl and kept me out way past my bedtime. You can probably tell with the bags under our eyes. Probably not ideal for our 60 minutes close up exclusive.
I've been up since 6 recording media interviews and everything, and I went to bed at 3:30, drunk as a skunk, and then woke up and had to pretend to be all happy, happy, joy, joy on the radio this morning, but now we're here.
Should we tell everyone how, because this is kind of a dramatic story, how you got sexually harassed at dinner last night?
Oh my God, yeah. Okay, so last night we were like, we had a beautiful dinner, the girls, you know, and I haven't been out obviously in ages because of COVID, so I forget what happens out there in the real world.
And how scary it is.
How scary it is when men are around. And because I obviously don't have men in my home. But we're walking up the stairs and Mr. Wong having a beautiful time. And this man, I was getting a photo on the stairs. And I was like, Christabel, take a photo of me. And I
was like, no, you were like, Megan and Christabel take photos of me. It was like a paparazzi scum.
Yeah, it was. And the thing is, I'm not going to deny it. I said both take photos of me. So you both did. And then this man came up behind me and was like, grabbed my waist. Can I get in the photo? We were kind of laughing because we were like, oh, bit
sure,
weird.
Fan.
Whatever, okay, fan vibes. Like, we get it. It's exciting. But then he comes up and he like grabs my face and he's like, oh, this one's a smoke show.
He said this thing.
This thing. This thing's a smoke show. She's an absolute 12 smoke. This thing. And I was like, first of all, sir, and this is after we were asked upstairs with the head chef of the restaurant.
No, this is after those guys came over to us at the table and said, hey, ladies, we just wanted to come over and say that we've really enjoyed watching you eat. And I was like, why? Because we eat like pigs. We were like shoveling the food in.
I literally had like sesame toast and like fries. It was amazing. But I just forgot what life is like out there, and I feel like I won't be going out
to any
bars.
So he cornered you in the stairs and was basically – he was harassing you, and Christabel's pulling him off you, trying to pull him off you, and I'm yelling out sexual harassment.
Well, it was, wasn't it? And it's like, everyone thinks it's funny, but like, it's not really. Is it? My sister got really mad about it because she's very protective. She was like, what the fuck?
It was a lot. It was very on brand. It was on brand for us though. Oh, it was dramatic. So it was a lot. It was on brand.
I mean, my manager always calls, whenever I call him every day, he's like, what's happened today? And I'm like, I broke my foot. Grandma died. Kidney infection. Boyfriend broke up with me. Daily Mail reckoned that I wasn't in paradise. Like, all these different things.
I thought I had a dramatic life, but I've got nothing on you.
No, babe, I literally should just have like a, you should, every episode, should have like a five minute phoner with you.
You should be the host of this podcast.
Pass. I've got my other silly little podcast.
So we were going to play a game where I was going to make you read out all the mean tweets that, you know how they do that game on, I think it's Jimmy Fallon, how you read out all the mean tweets, but you only got nice ones last night. So, devoed for the show. No. I mean, good news for you, bad news for the show.
No,
so we can't do that anymore.
Like, really upsetting because I feel like we were anticipating. We were like, yeah, like there's going to be
content.
Millions. Yeah, like content. Like, we can cop it for the content. But I got like two or three. I mean, they were bad tweets about me, but I was saying before, like, they aren't even funny. They're just like bad points or like poor grammar. But I do have, I've got someone that messages me all the time. Her name is, on Instagram, a pragmatic woman. Is her name, and her little silly what's it called, IG handle is stay classy _AF.
Classy, bougie, nasty.
Yeah. _. So she messages me. She replies to every single, like, I don't know if you can like even see this, but she replies to every single one of my stories.
Stalker vibes.
Obsessed with me and doesn't follow me. So comes to my page.
So every day she's got to check in like 5 times a day. Why doesn't she just follow you?
Every day. For example, and she'll reply with the strangest things.
Read out one.
Okay, so I uploaded a photo of me at my friend's little brother's 21st. And it was like on my birthday, I reposted something for my makeup artist. And it was like me looking cute, right?
Mm, yeah.
And then she replies very and extra. Goes, are you trying to prove you have friends or something? No, it's my birthday. Stay classy _AF. Then she'll do, like, I uploaded a photo for my birthday when I was my 20th birthday at the pub that I used to work at. And she goes, is that a backpacker's bar? Smiley face. Like, it's like an insult. Like, it doesn't make sense.
An insult but not an insult?
Yeah. I uploaded one and she just replied saying, most of the time you runneth of your mouth, you lack facts. And then 7. It's just constant silly little comments.
Oh, my God.
And did I dial a crowd? Because I was like, I'm going to see my friends tonight. Did you dial a crowd? Like, no, you're the one sitting at home DMing a random person from The Bachelor.
Do you think it's someone you know just disguised in this fake?
Oh, God, I hope not. People are so – it's so mentally unwell. I mean, but the thing is people are so demented. Like, that death threat that I got is genuinely terrifying. So, you know, I don't even get the funny ones. Like, I feel like other people get, like, oh, like the clinger edit, get, like, funny ones. But I get, like, she's a whore and deserves to die. You know, which is beautiful.
It's a bit much.
It's a lot.
Plug. So, you know, I do want all the tea on BIP, Paradise. But I have asked you, and from what we've said, I mean, you couldn't really tell me much. You are a bit of a goody two shoes. You won't break your contract. Damn
tell
you.
Tell us Channel 10, remind them that I'm good.
If you're listening, Channel 10, Abby was a good girl.
I'm being
but
good.
When we were chatting, I was the one telling you the tea.
Oh, I have no idea what's going on because I
knew
left
more than you.
And I left and I kind of like blocked everyone out. Like not literally, but I just didn't want to talk to anyone about it because I didn't want to go think about the show again until it aired. So I don't know what happened. Like people ask me today, give us a spoiler. I can't. I don't know. And I'm probably not going to watch it. So
Yeah, I haven't watched last. Well, we didn't watch last night. We were out.
Yeah, I didn't. I had no desire to
How did
it.
You feel when you got evicted? Well, you laughed at me when I said that last night. Evicted, shunned, booted, rejected.
I know.
Kicked out.
I was stoked. I was so happy. I hated Bachelor in Paradise. I hated the format. I got so anxious being there. I hated doing it. Again, I'm all for the girls and the gays. Like straight, like having 8 straight men, like male energy, pass. You know what I mean? So I don't know about that. Are you kidding?
Says the girl who's like, I love sex.
Yeah, I love dick, babe. I don't love men. This is a difference. Like I will have, like, babe, who do I hang out with that's a straight man? Name one that I voluntarily hang out with that isn't Edward Hopper. You can leave that in. Edward Hopper.
Do DMs count?
There's one in my DMs. There's one in my DMs and he lives in the US, so it doesn't count. Okay. I don't have male friends.
I don't either. I've got like 6 gay best friends. If I get married, it's going to be all guys at my bridal party.
Oh, I'm getting turkey basted by 2 of my gay best friends and we're just going to see what happens. Take the lottery. You spoke about it the other night. But, yeah, no, I just don't like it there because it felt like being at like a co-ed school.
Hey, did you see the photo they put up after you left and everyone had coupled up and they were like, they did a photo of the new couples. It looked like prom vibes.
It so looked bad.
Like an awkward year 12 prom vibe. And they were like, arms like awkwardly placed, like especially Jamie and Cass. Was it Cass?
Brittany.
I was like, oh my God, embarrassing. I'm glad you weren't there. That's like shameful.
I'm really glad I got to go home. I mean, I just didn't want to be there because I just, yeah, again, it felt like a co-ed school. It felt like what I imagined it to go be like going to, yeah, like a co-ed moment. Did you go to an old girls school?
Yeah.
Yeah. So can you imagine like men being in your zone?
Nah.
Yeah. Nah, pass.
You know what I was hoping they would do? Because like everyone was, I saw on Twitter the meme and it was like once Abby leaves paradise and then it had the viewers, it was like up, up, up and then down to zero. So true though. But I was like, you know on Big Brother how they brought Angelicious back because she was the star of the show and then she got kicked out early and they were like, fuck, what are we going to do? Screwed. So they literally like Big Brother changed the rules. It was like, oh, she gets a second chance. Angelicious. No one else did, but Angelicious did. I was like, they should do that to you. Put you in the director's seat. Imagine you like pushing the buttons behind the screen. Like, I'm going to get revenge on Kieran and like press revenge.
My God.
That would have been awesome.
That would have been so good. But I feel like I would have said no anyway. If they asked me to go back, I would have been like, I'm not getting back on the flight to Fiji. Because I was in lockdown for a week after. I had to stay in Fiji for a week after.
What? In the crappy hotel? The hostel?
Yeah, yeah. Because well, I got to go on a little day cruise and stuff, which was lovely. But because they hadn't aired Tim's season yet, so no one knew the outcome. But obviously I knew the outcome because I'd said who won and he said Carlton. And, yeah, so I had to stay in a hotel for a week and I was going crazy. I threatened that I was going to walk down to the pool and get a random – I was going to jump my balcony. And I was like, I'm going to go into the pool, ask a random person for their phone, and we'll log into my Instagram and post my Instagram, Carlton won the Bachelorette if you don't get me a nice meal. And they did it.
Oh my God, did you actually say that?
So every day I was like, you're not locking the doors. I'm going to walk out of here. I'm going to go into the pool and get a random person. They're going to go, oh, it's Abby from The Bachelor. I'm going to go, yeah, can I use your phone?
Oh my God, so you were like held captive.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to get henna on my arm saying Carlin won The Bachelorette at like a random market or something. And I'm going to take a photo and be like, vibes.
Revenge.
Vibes. So then they got me, then they let me have a cruise, a day cruise, because I threatened that.
They blackmailed you with a cruise.
Yeah, well, Janie was with me and she was like, oh, it's fine. I was like, it's not fine. Let's get on that cruise.
Who's Janie? Joke.
Who's Glenn? Who's Janie? Poor little, poor possum. Glenn was a hot ticket though. Glenn's, I regret not Glenn's taking
cute.
Glenn on a date.
Glenn's cute. Mm. He's like husband vibes.
Yeah, but he also has a Southern Cross tattoo on his back, so you know he's naughty.
Oh, no thanks. Hey, let's talk about Kieran, naughty boy Kieran.
Naughty, naughty boy.
What happened under the sheets? Tell me everything. Did you have sex?
Nothing.
There was a little touchy-feely there.
There was like a little touchy-feely, but like it was literally like a hand on like a hip and like a look. Okay. Look, here's the thing.
Yes. Look okay. At me. I'm like, yes.
Here's the thing. Okay. So
on the edge of my seat
on
over
radio,
here.
On radio this morning, obviously I'm like, oh, I was just touching my hip. There was a bit of an inner thigh touch as well, but that's all there was. There was.
I'm going to have to put an explicit warning on this.
Oh no, inner thigh touch. But yeah, no, nothing exciting. I mean, then they asked for us to give consent and he was like, do you want to give consent? And I was
like, I've heard about this. Can you explain that? So before you've...
So when you like, when you're going to have sex with someone on Paradise, or if someone stays in your bed, if they see you like touching each other, they're just like, we need to get you to record saying, I
give
consent.
They jump in. Hold on a minute, guys.
Yeah,
wait,
they
like,
literally...
Like your mum walking in with condoms, like, hold on a minute, guys. But just use protection.
They literally knock on the window of the bureau.
Stop
and they go, guys, we're going to have to get you to give consent now. And we're like...
What a mood killer.
Dude, well, and the thing is, it was good because I would have probably slept with him if they didn't walk in and go, do you guys want to give consent?
So then what, they walk in and say, you got to give consent and film
you? Well, they
you.
Just go, do you want to give consent? And I kind of stopped and paused.
And they film you, don't they? So they cover their ass legally.
Yeah. And I just stopped and I was like, not really. And he was like, okay. And then he left.
Laters. He's off to Cass's room.
Yeah, off to see Cass.
Jess Brody's room, someone
Jess
else.
Jess wasn't there yet. Yeah. So
producer's
like,
room, who knows?
Maybe Tim or Jamie, like, who knows what he was doing. Yeah, producer, like, who knows? But so then what they do is they film me being like, I give consent to have sex with Kieran Stott. Okay.
Awkward. And then go back in the room and like pick
and
up.
Be like,
pick
all right,
up,
get it out.
Pick things up where you left
and
off.
And also like you have to give consent to have sex when you kiss them. So it's like even if you aren't
kissing sex.
Well, yeah, because you have to give consent. Because they want to like cover their ass from the start, which is good because then, and you can withdraw consent and stuff. It's good. It's actually good that it's filmed because then you can.
It's a safe place.
Yeah. It's like, it's good. But it's very funny being like, we've just like kind of lie down together in bed and they go, do you want to have sex?
They tapped on the window.
And it's like, can we kiss first? Like, can we see if we enjoy kissing each other first? But it's like, do you want to raw dog her Kieran? Fuck, it's going to be Daily Mail out.
Headline.
Do you want to raw dog her Kieran? Abby asks.
Did anyone have sex in that in the what is it, mansion villa?
Not when I was there, babe. I was there for about 45 seconds. I mean, I'm pretty sure I think some people had sex.
Who? Drop some names.
I don't want to. I don't know, babe. I don't even know who goes there after.
Kieran 100% would have. Yeah, I'd be worried. I'd get like a disease from those grotty sheets.
They're actually really clean. The villa's really beautiful.
I heard that the conditions were horrible and it was like budget accommodation, like hostel style. And there was a bed bug outbreak and like the mattresses were like paper thin.
I thought it was beautiful.
Two-door room. There was like those fly net things. What?
I thought it was great. The showers literally, I had like a euphoric moment in the showers when it was pouring rain. I was like in like the outdoor shower. Like,
but I could
see, my soap suds.
I could see on the thing with you and Kieran when you're in the bed that like it looked like a hostel. I was having nightmares.
Yeah, like it wasn't like ideal, but it was better than Bachelor Mansion, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, because they've got 10 in a room.
Yeah, bunk beds.
Yeah, someone told me that the other day. There's only three bedrooms and there's 10 bunk beds in each room. So there's 30 beds, but it's three rooms. Yeah, and they say, that's not a mansion.
Babe, yeah. And then the minder gets their own double bed. It's so annoying. And they have like a whole room for the cameras. Okay, give us an extra bedroom. And then Matt has his own green room that we called the poo room because it smelled like poo.
Dead. I would have been like, put me up in the Four Seasons or don't put me up at all.
And then you get sent home. So then you lose a chance at love. Your one chance at love.
Dead. Also, when everyone rocked up in Paradise, apparently no one was taking it seriously and the producers had like crisis talks and they were like,
really?
Did this? I don't know. This is just what I've heard. Is this true? Confirm or deny?
I'm not a producer.
They having crisis talks because everyone was basically just, you know how you guys are all like, you're all friends before, you all know each other, you know of each other, you've slid into each other's DMs. So everyone rocks up onto the island. They know each other or their friends hooked up with the person. Mm-hmm. So the producers were like, you guys need to get your act together. This isn't Friend Island.
Yeah,
did
I
that
guess,
happen?
I mean, I guess so. They were very encouraging of everyone because everyone was just giving out friendship roses. Like, look at that photo. The only one that's legit is Elena and Glenn and then Tim and Britt. Were the only ones that had like an actual romantic connection of any kind.
But did they? Yeah. Oh, Tim and Britt, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think Eleanor and Glenn even kiss, I don't think.
They're so boring.
Unless, I mean.
That's mean.
You know.
But yeah, apparently then once they got the ball rolling, it was like an all-in orgy.
I mean, I wish I was involved.
Sad you missed out.
I wish I came in episode 3 or 4.
Devo, you missed out.
Yeah, that's my regret. I should have come in later on.
What's the go with Jamie? Stalker vibes.
I just feel like Jamie has like tried to like have beef with me on his Instagram story. Remember that?
Before this aired?
Yeah, before this aired, even though he was like telling everyone before, he told Kieran before Paradise that I was in love, that he was in love with me, that I was his soulmate or something. That's what Kieran and I were talking
about.
Had
you met?
No, but we'd texted before.
So you sent one text and your soulmates?
No, he messaged me during when Angie's season was airing. And I was just talking because, you know, I like anyone with a bad edit, like I was still going through my stuff. So I wanted to like help him, whatever. And like, he wasn't really like, bad, like he wasn't anything bad, but I think maybe he got the wrong idea and then decided we were soulmates. And then he makes me a bit uncomfortable, I think, because he's
just a little bit,
well, because he's 16 years older than me and he's very like, I don't think he means to be, I don't think he means to be, but he's just very like imposing because he's very tall and he's very like eye contact, like very intense. And like, it just makes me very uncomfortable because, like I said, I'm here for the girls and the gays. Like a man that isn't a bit like effeminate isn't.
That's why you were so into Kieran.
Yeah, it's not going to pass the vibe check for me because I get really intimidated and scared. So I felt uncomfortable around him, but I think that's more my own thing than anything he did to me. Because everyone's going to go, what did he do to you? He didn't do anything, but I think I get triggered by being around people like that.
It's confronting. What about how I feel like he knows what he does though and he plays a victim a bit.
I think that's how he's learned to communicate love and I think that's just how he shows affection. Like I show affection by going up to a random man's in a bar and saying, do you want to go and have sex with me? Like that's my way of showing affection. That's not for everyone, you know what I mean? Whereas hit your face.
Sips gin.
But like his way is like to get very like, I think because he's not secure, I don't think he's very sure of himself. So he gets, and he's like, oh, I want this, but I don't know how to do it. So I'm just going to like lean into it, but not look for signs that are negative, just affirmative signs. Mm. That makes sense. Like, he's only looking for positives. I mean, I know. I think he just has a strange way of communicating. But yeah, that was. And then when he was, you know, he's 16 years older than me. Like,
but he acts like I feel like he's younger than me.
100%. Yeah,
it's weird.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have anything tremendously bad to say about him. But he did try and have beef with me one time in his stories, and then I said that I wasn't going to go to the reunion if we have one. So
you're not going to go?
I just can't.
CBS.
We'll see. I mean, we'll see. I'm sure I will go if they ask me to go.
They make you go.
Because I do everything they ask me to do.
Goody girl.
So I'm a good girl.
He gets Botox too. Love that. Not all I like about him. That's the main thing I like about Jamie. He gets Botox and he owns it.
Does he own it?
Yeah. He gets facials. He sent me some pics one time.
His skin looks good.
His skin's glowing.
Yeah. People are like, what's Jamie's skincare routine for 40? He's looking great.
Not a wrinkle in sight.
No. Love that for Botox. Him. I should get some preventative Botox to be Jamie.
Get some skincare tips off Jamie.
Oh my God, 100%. I should DM him.
Remember Todd King?
Oh, my ex-boyfriend.
Remember that boyfriend from last year
that I thought I was going to marry?
I think everyone in Bachelor Nation was hoping that you guys would end up together.
Yeah. I mean, it's
better than like you ending up with Matt. Like, it's just the best story. The two heartbroken runners up who cry their little eyes out.
I know. It's so tragic. I mean, and he, yeah, it would be a nice story, wouldn't it? But unfortunately, it didn't work out that way. I really thought I was going to like be with him. Like, I was like, this is it. I was going to move to Perth. I was and then remember when we broke up, you were like, I think you'll end up together. And I always got a cute little girlfriend, which is sweet.
When you broke up,
I was so
you guys were hating each other. There was a bit of beef, and I counseled you both
because he was evil. Not going to say what he did, but he's
look. All I'll say is he said really nice things about you.
Oh, bless him! No, he's not evil. He was being naughty
a little bit,
and he admitted afterwards when we had a chat. He was like, "You didn't deserve that."
And then you guys hated each other, and then I stepped in because I was still talking to both of you, and I was counseling both of you, and I had missed because the three of us had a group chat, right? And then when you guys broke up, the group chat went dead and there was dead air and I was sad and I missed it. And then I was like, how can I fix this? So then I was counseling Todd and counseling you. And then I can't really remember what I did, but then all of a sudden I brought you both back together and now we're all friends again. You guys are friendly and we're all friends again.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still a little bit weird being his friend, but that's fine. Cause I just still get like, oh. It's so weird. Do you ever have that thing where you don't have feelings for them still, but you're still like, oh, like, damn it, why didn't that work out?
Yeah, basically to every boyfriend I've ever had.
Yeah. So it's like I don't get weird because I don't like him.
It's still something there.
But not even like if he was like, let's go back together, I'd be like, pass. But like, it's just the thought of that. I think it ended so abruptly and like went up in fucking flames. And I was, 2 months before that, I was planning to move to Perth. So it was very... It was very quick.
So you broke up just before Paradise?
Yeah, because he couldn't do the long distance.
So when you went into Paradise, were you still thinking about Todd?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think so. Well, then I went
back. So not over him completely?
Yeah. Yeah. We won't talk about what happened after that. But
what a shame they didn't put Todd in Paradise. Oh, he couldn't because of the policing.
Yeah, if Todd had been there, but then it would have been more
confusing. For Channel 10.
Yeah, I mean, because we were long distance and it was really hard with the 6-hour Perth thing. And then... I mean, it sucks because I couldn't be there very much. So I had 9 to 5 and he was in the police academy. But I now don't work a 9 to 5. And it's annoying because I'm like, if this had happened now, I would have been in Perth 2 weeks of the month. Back in Brisbane 2 weeks of the month.
Do you really want to live in Perth?
Pass.
The only good thing about Perth is Mark McGowan. Mike.
Who's that?
My daddy, my politician daddy.
Oh, daddy.
Love him. The premier. He's amazing.
No idea. Is he hot? Is he the one that you always
the
post
one with the kebab video?
Oh, vibes.
Yeah, he's funny.
Yeah, he's daddy. No, but living in Perth's nice, like pretty cool. I like it there. And I would have moved there for Todd. But I also think I would have been, I don't know.
Unhappy.
Yeah, I think I would have missed all my friends a lot and family. And imagine during COVID being stuck over there without my friends and family and just Todd. Like, love Todd, but...
Todd works really long hours as well. Like, you would have been lonely.
Yeah, and me seeing him home got my ring light on all day. Like,
lonely vibes. So after Paradise, you came out. Did you speak to him? Did you call him immediately after? Like,
yeah.
What happened? I told you I was going to ask you about this. Oh, and you're like, giving me death stares, shooting me daggers.
I went to Perth.
I'm ambushing you.
I went to surprise him in Perth of sorts. God, I'm romantic. See, this is why everyone's like, you were so upset about Kieran. I'm like, I really wasn't.
Like, I feel like when you left, it was more like crying tears of happiness. Like, yes, I get to go see Todd now and straight on that plane.
Yeah. And then I get there and he's like, into the distance, but it's fine. So it's over. It's all good.
It didn't work out. It wasn't meant to be, but
when you have four breakups in a year.
Well, he said, I said to him the other day, you've had like four girlfriends in like 2 months.
That's what I said to him. I was like, dude, have a break. And he was like, I'm fine. I've been single for 2 years. And I was like, you need a break.
You're both very fall in love quick, fall in love hard.
Yeah. Hence why that was really dangerous. I mean, I think his new girlfriend's so cute.
Yeah.
She's a vibe.
She's stunning.
She's really cute. And they seem really happy. So I'm like happy for him. But I'm also like, if this doesn't work out, he needs to have a break. Because I'm the same as him. Only because we're the same person.
Meanwhile, I haven't had a boyfriend in like 10 years.
Dude, iconic.
Love that for me.
My silly little psychologist is like, you need to have a break. And I'm like,
oh. My silly little psychologist. My silly little psychologist.
Love her.
Show hope she's not listening.
No, she's amazing. She knows I love her.
Also, forgot to mention, I love the nose job.
Oh, thank you so much. I have been thinking about it for a while. No, I had to talk about
should
it
we tell them?
10. Yeah.
Oh, what did they ask you?
They were like, what's the deal with the nose job? And I was like,
I'm on Skype.
Oh, so annoying. I mean, love you, Studio 10, but like it's a bit hard on Zoom to show you the full effect of my beautiful nose.
Did you give them a side profile?
Yeah, no, I did. I did like this. So I was like, look so at that egg.
So we've been talking about nose jobs for how long now? 6 months?
Yeah, at least.
We have a chat about nose jobs and we send every each other day. Nose inspiration. Oh my God, look at this nose.
Nose TikToks?
Oh,
you ain't fuck me, you fuck the old every buddy. You fuck Nikki, you fuck Nicole, buddy. And I want to do one for my full nose job, but now I've got a little injection.
So. Oh yeah, the TikTok video you sent me. When she had the bruised eyes and crap.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. I want you to do one. You ain't fuck me, you when fuck get- the old buddy.
I get mine. I'm so sad you pulled out. So we were going to get nose jobs together. This sounds so entitled and like very vain. We were going to get nose jobs together. So we had someone to like look after us. Mm. And then you brushed me and got a non-surgical and I still want to get the surgical.
Mm. I mean, if this wears off, I'll like have another consult. But the thing is, this is like 9 months and it was pain-free.
It looks amazing.
Yeah. And it was $1,000. So.
So good.
Cheap.
If you could date anyone in Australia in like that we know, who would it be? Who's your, like, crush? Like,
you know, who I have a crush on?
Who?
Actually, I have two. But who? They're both radio hosts, so it's, like, kind of boring.
Of course you like a radio host.
Because I like personality.
Yes, go.
So,
go
obviously, on. Have you heard of this really small duo called Hamish and Andy?
Maybe. It rings a bell.
So, basically, they're two comedians. So Andy Lee. But he's been a crush since I was, like, 14, which is really twisted because he would have been like 28 when I was 14 and I was like, I love
daddy
him.
Vibes.
And now I'm like, oh, it's kind of weird that I'm saying that I had a crush on him when I was like pre-pubescent. But Andy Lee, obviously.
See, I have a crush on Hamish.
Yeah.
So funny.
Hamish's family's beautiful. I mean, and also look, Andy's girlfriend, we stan, beautiful. But
stunning.
I can't help the crush. Can't help it. I can't help it. Haven't helped it since I was 14. It's been.
Have you met him?
Babe, no, if I met him, I would cry.
Oh, my God. No, we need to set this up.
On my bachelor entry forms, like, who's your celebrity crush? Andy Lee.
Oh, my God, we need to
like,
set this up.
Like, more than, like, Leonardo DiCaprio, more than, like, any. Yeah. I was like, Andy Lee.
He's Matt Agnew vibes a bit as well.
Yeah, a bit nerdy, bit proper, really bit smart. Nerdy, yeah. Actually, Matt Agnew's my biggest crush.
Lol, awkward. Who's the second one?
Another radio host, that man that I got judged for saying before, but
who?
Woody from Will and Woody.
Oh, my God, so you're going for, like, Andy 2.0.
Yeah. Is that what he is?
Yeah. They're like the new Hamish and Andy. So you're going.
Well, I had an interview with them the other day.
Did you?
Yeah. And I was really annoyed because floating? It was about Bip. Yeah, babe. I'm actually going to have an interview with them after this.
One-on-one?
One-on-one. Just
FaceTime call.
Yeah. Hey, Woody. Hey, Woods. His name's Edward as well. I found
out. Go out with him. I think he's single.
Well, this is what happened. So they were they were like, if you get kicked off early, will you go on a date with Woody?
Yes.
No, but I had to say, ha, 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 because I wasn't allowed to say that I was single. So I got cock-blocked yet again by Paradise.
Slide into his inbox now and be like, by the way, I'm single now. Are you still keen? The offer still on the table?
I'm talking to them in 10 minutes.
Oh my God, let's make this like a national project, like a petition, like get Abby and
Woody
together.
No, but also then everyone's like, she's so desperate like she was for Kieran.
She's a fame whore.
She's a fame whore. And it's like, get a grip, Will and Woody. So they're my, not Will, but Woody certainly. I think he's hot.
I think he's hot.
And like, they're funny.
He's got a cute man bun. Funny. It's the humor. Like you can't, no matter how ugly someone is, you can't go past good humor.
No. I mean, you've seen that man in LA that I message.
That man who shall not be named.
Who shall not be named even though I mentioned
it. For legal reasons.
Even though I said his full name a second ago. But I feel like, you know, my type is not physical.
Yeah.
Because that man looks unwell.
Yeah,
I would die to have sex with him.
Definitely go for personality over looks, for sure.
100%. I mean, I would literally, like, I was going to fly just to LA for a week.
Halfway across the country.
Just to
dragging me along.
Have sex with him. And it's been 8 months of sexting and I'm like, when will my suffering end?
Babe, end it now. COVID's gonna go on for like another 2 years.
I texted him last night.
Cut your losses.
I know, I was like, see you in 2023. He's a titty pick.
You'll be like 30 by the time you get over there.
I know, and he'll be like 47. Hot.
Awkward. So if you like Andy Lee so much, isn't Andy, I think Andy's like in his 40s. So he's daddy vibes, same age as Klinger, stage five Klinger, Jamie Doran vibes. What, like, if you're so obsessed with Andy, why not give Jamie a chance?
I think there are a few layers here. I think the first one is that I've had a crush on Andy Lee since I was 14 and he was 28.
That's worse.
It is worse, but I didn't know that was weird. Also, Jamie, like, there's a power dynamic here. Like, if I'm pursuing Andy, it's okay. If Andy's pursuing me and I'm saying I'm not interested in Andy, then it's not okay.
Why? Because he's male or because Andy's successful and Jamie's not?
Look, I'm not one to say who is successful and who isn't. But I think, like, if I'm pursuing Andy Lee, which I'm not, Rebecca, whatever.
If you're listening.
His gorgeous girlfriend that I DM sometimes. I swear to God, I'm not trying to steal your man's, but I'm just saying 14-year-old me might have. But, I mean, maybe it's also just that I'm attracted to Andy Lee, not to Jamie, if we're going to be honest with ourselves. I mean, I would date like a 40. My Tinder preferences are on 48. Up to 48.
The oldest guy you've dated?
Dated or had sex with?
Both.
Dated, he was like 12 years older than me. When I was 20, he was 32.
I've heard about that, yeah.
Yep, vibes. And then had sex with, I gave him a fake name, so it wasn't really I think he was like 45 or something.
God, last you're year. Wild. You're wild.
Is that wild? Yeah. Or do I just have daddy issues?
When I hear
issues?
Your sex stories, I'm like, because I'm very vanilla and you're like very dark chocolate with like the whole freaking pantry thrown on top. So I'm just like, whoa, too much.
Yeah, I mean, but the thing is I ended up having sex with him because I literally, this is after The Bachelor filmed and I was obviously depressed, so sad about Matt. And it was my first weekend after. So I came to Sydney to see my friends, went to Mississippi, saw him and my gay best friend. He was like, that is the hottest guy I've ever seen in my entire life. He's like daddy vibes, had a Rolex on. And we were like, hey, hello, Mississippi. And then I walked up to him and I was like, do you want to have sex with me later on?
Like, actually went up to him and said that.
Yeah.
Okay, you need to give me some tips. I think this is where I'm going wrong.
No, this is where I go wrong.
When I see a guy, like, I'm like, I avoid them. I don't even give them eye contact and I look the other way and I'm like, I run away.
Yeah, we're polar opposites.
And you walk up and you say, hey, do you want to have sex with me?
We had like a 2-minute conversation. I was like, hey, so what's your name? And he was, I didn't even know what his name is. I think he gave me a fake name. I gave him a fake name. And then he was like, oh yeah. And I was like, do you want to have sex later on? Or like, are you busy? Cause I was like, I gave zero fucks. I gave zero fucks after The Bachelor. Cause I was like, I just need to get some dick to cleanse.
You were horny
this out
AF
of me.
After that beach scene.
So horny. I need to like mentally cancel because Edward, my ex-boyfriend that I love, had a new girlfriend. Like there was so much going on.
It was a lot.
So I was like, I'm just gonna have sex with this random man. It was actually really good. But he was actually from Brisbane and he went to like the brother school
you got to see him when you go get your coffee. Go get your bread from the bread shop each week.
Yeah.
And go get your coffee.
Hey, I don't even know your real name. But yeah, so that was a beautiful moment. But
who was
I just do that too. That's my chat, which is why on The Bachelor I said to Matt, I want to have sex with you right now because that's my actual chat.
Who was the first guy you had sex with after The Bachelor, your ex?
Edward.
Okay. Boring.
Yeah, boring. But then after that, it was this random English guy who was in Sydney. And the next day I slept with this other.
Have you had sex with any celebs? Here's me fishing for another headline. Anyone from Batch Nation?
I had a threesome with a guy from Bondi Rescue on Australia.
Who?
Day. I don't know.
Which one? Because I actually have quite a few friends on Bondi Rescue.
Like
which
years
one?
Ago. It was years ago.
Okay, show me after. That's juicy.
I don't know. I don't know his name. I've never watched an episode of my life, but I did it on Australia Day Patriotic.
What, you were at the beach and you saw him?
Also, Invasion Day, sorry. No, I was at the Royal Oak.
I was going to say, imagine if you're like on an episode of Bondi Rescue, like strutting down the beach, like Baywatch style. Rescue me. Mm. And then you hook up. That would be amazing. That's in Channel 10. They're on Channel 10
as well. But I wasn't into him. I was into his girlfriend. So we met in the bathroom.
So
we
had a
kiss.
Oh, wait, you had a threesome?
Threesome, that's what I said. So we kissed and then she was like, do you want to come home with me? And I was like, yeah. Then she's like, but I have a boyfriend. And I was like,
get out. And he's on Bondi Rescue and in the Channel 10 family as well.
Yeah, vibes.
Fuck you. Reality stars are incestual.
This was years ago. This was
before Bachelor.
2016 or something. Yeah. Years and years and years ago.
Have you spoke to them since?
No.
I'm dying to know who this is.
No,
absolutely dying.
Yeah, so that's, I mean, but celebrities though, like, no. I mean, no.
Not yet.
No, because I don't really like, care about celebrities. I don't like clout chase with celebrities. I mean, who could I have sex with?
I'm trying to think of a celebrity in Australia and my mind just went blank.
AFL guys, but like that's not exciting.
Who's your top pick from like any Bachelor season? Who would you?
Matt Agnew.
Okay. Second pick.
Matt Agnew.
Third?
Matt Agnew. Okay. I have no interest in anyone except Matt Agnew.
Okay. My case.
Yeah, Matty J pass. Because Matty J was, you know, an oh hello. You're not from Brisbane.
That's Matty J looks like Matt Agnew.
Yeah, but Matty J isn't my vibe personality wise. He gives me shit and he's quite. I just don't vibe with him and Lady and a Cat. And then.
Savage.
Not savage, just true. She was awful about me on the show. So, like.
Oh, really? I missed that.
Just like unnecessary. What did she say? Just like being like, I think I'd be snarky. Just like going along with the edit, you know, whatever. And then watching me.
Just because she got an amazing edit.
Yeah, okay, because you won. But also then she like watched me. Like she like uploaded like a story of her watching me on the show and was like, look at me, how much I don't believe what she's saying, like trying to be cool. And it's like, you're a mean
girl. Did you get along with Brittany Hockley on the show? Because like, they're the besties, I think.
Like Brit Hockley's nice, but she's not my vibe. They're very conservative. Her and Eleanor were telling me that I shouldn't sleep with Kieran because it gives it up too easy. And that's just not my thing as per my game being, do you want to penetrate me? First line, like pass. You know what I mean? Like I'm sending titty pics to random and I haven't met in America. Like I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, I'm not going to fuck him. Like
you're not going to wait 5 dates.
Can you imagine me doing that? Like I tried it once and the guy had a potato gem penis and I was, and that's fine. I'm not going to body shame, but like, I was so confronted and I was like, I've wasted 6 weeks of my life and you didn't even eat me out and you have a potato gem penis. So, and then he messaged he messaged me. Also, this conversation's gone really.
I'm stressed. I need Lexapro.
So he messaged me. I hope he doesn't listen to this. He wouldn't surely. Haha. If you are, I'm really sorry, but I'm going to expose you.
I'm going to send him a link.
Please don't. He's really hot. He's probably the hottest guy. One of the hottest guys I've ever at least kissed. And, he and I, so we had that whatever, and then like we kind of like mutual ghosted each other after the incident with the reveal of the penis.
That's nice. I usually just get ghosted. It's not mutual.
No, it was mutual. I think, but I don't even know. I mean, I don't know. And then he messaged me after The Bachelor, and he goes, "Holy shit! I was in the like final five to be The Bachelor." So imagine if I'd walked down that silly little red carpet and seen him. I would have had to leave.
You would have been completely different edit, completely different.
I would have gone home.
Well, on Love Island, they have this thing where it's a masturbation ban, so you're not allowed to masturbate in the house.
I brought a vibrator.
Did you?
Yeah, 100%.
There wasn't a masturbation ban on Paradise.
Why would they ban them from masturbating?
I think because they wanted them to be sexually charged, and also there's cameras and it's awkward for the producers and anyone
that's
watching.
That's like too hard to handle. That's like bad.
And also there's like 15 of them in the room. So if someone's masturbating, that's like sexual assault vibes.
That's
like
a human rights violation.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable.
Can't they go in the shower and masturbate? I would.
They probably did. I mean,
can you imagine not masturbating?
Like they would have just been cleaning and whatever. But what? So you didn't have a band because there's two of you in a room. So how does that work? You're doing it in front of Cass? Who are you in the
I
room
with? I wasn't
with
Cass. It's for fucking sure.
Who was in your room,
no, I was with Brittany. I think she was. I don't know when she was out having a shower, I would masturbate or like
go for cold.
I don't know. I wasn't there for a couple of nights.
So they don't say that to you before, like you're not allowed to masturbate? Because they actually say it to the Love Island contestants.
Oh my God, I would say I'm out, bye. On The Bachelor, we just go, I'm going to have a little nap, guys.
By myself, please don't interrupt.
Yeah, and we'd have a little, I would. I mean, a few of the girls, we're not going to say all the milk, because I'll go, she sent it me. But I personally would go and masturbate in the afternoons or like be in the shower. But the shower that we had in The Bachelor Mansion was like glass. All glass, like doors, like you could see through. So if I was like rubbing one out, it wouldn't.
What did you do in The Bachelor Mansion? Was it banned?
I was just like, I'm going to have a nap. So I'd go masturbate and be like, end, I was like, I'm going to go and come.
Oh my God. You're wild. Love that for you.
Yeah. I mean, again, vibes.
Well,
this is bad behavior. Everybody calm down.
It's a
case for the FBI.
So scandalous. Something that I've been looking forward to is the massive Bachelor twist, the biggest twist the franchise has ever seen in its history. It's the shock intruders that are going to be coming in. They've been dubbed clean skins. They're complete randoms who have never appeared on any season of the Bachelor franchise before, not even overseas. Actual party crashers, Corey Worthington vibes. I'm going to be calling them Batchy Blow-ins, but they were called clean skins on the show, okay? So they applied for Angie's season but didn't quite make the cut, which doesn't really make sense to me that they've now ended up in Paradise when it's Paradise is exactly that, Bachelor Stars in Paradise, and it's supposed to be the creme de la creme of Bachelor Stars 2. So putting these people in, I don't really get it. It's kind of just Love Island then if they're just randoms. It's essentially like, you know, dialing 1-800-HIRE-AN-ACTOR. No one knows these people. No one is invested in them. No one cares about these nobodies. The only reason I can think of myself why producers would do this, it's very off-brand, obviously to create drama, which we stand here. So Alicia walks in with one of them on each arm. So that's a bit of drama. I personally would have preferred to see them walk in with Kira, but Alicia had her moment last season, so we'll allow it. And one contestant tells me that these random guys were brought in to rattle their cages and, you know, create a bit of a stir and provide a little bit of a threat to the guys. But the contestant tells me that, quote unquote, these guys were so ugly, they did not provide any threat to us at all. They should have chosen really hot guys that were super arrogant, so we did feel threatened. We had a tight-knit crew on Bachelorette. They should have had boys come in and destroy that. But instead, they chose lame dudes that weren't going to put up a fight or make anyone feel irritated. Isn't that the best quote? Like, fair fucking enough. Yes, bring in Brad Pitt from Fight Club times or don't bother at all. Like, yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah, but I reckon the reason why they brought them in is because they didn't have enough men to cast for Bachelor in Paradise. Because when you think about it, right, there have been 7 seasons of The Bachelor, 5 seasons of The Bachelorette. There are 25 women in The Bachelor. There are 20 men in The Bachelorette. So we were already at a disadvantage. Then the men who go in are older and therefore they usually don't want to be on TV anymore because they're like over 35, 40, or they get married and have kids, they move on, right?
Right.
Pool goes down. Then those guys have girlfriends that like they're away as well. And then there's the ones who just can't be asked to go on a TV show. Whereas I think it's easier to get, there are, what, 7 times 25, 150.
That seems like a lot of people to pull from.
Yeah, but that's just for the women. For the men, there's only 100 men to pull from.
I mean, sounds like a lot to me. But I've men to pull from.
But Georgia Love season was how long ago? 5 years ago. So those men were in their 30s. They're going to be 41 now, and they're not going to want to go on a TV show. Only Jamie would. So... But that's true. Like, literally, only Jamie is the only one who's over 40 who's going on this show. So they're not going to want to do it because the girls are all 23, 24, 25 when they start. So when they're 28, they still want to do it. True. That's my theory. I thought about that. And I panicked about that when I was going in, and I was true. Slim pickings.
And their favorite regular, Davey Lloyd, was in a relationship when they were filming. So he would have had his Paradise round 3, but he had a girlfriend. But since then, they've now split, so he actually could have gone in. So then next season, there's one extra person they've got to pull from.
And Bill Goldsmith did his funny little post. Did you see that?
Oh, Bill Goldsmith, he's too into his 5G conspiracies to worry about Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, yeah, he'd be too scared of getting a vaccination.
Well, thanks, Abby, for that little tidbit again. No, I mean, worries. Taking over the show now.
It's just so scandalous.
Oh, my God. So dramatic with Megan Pistetto.
Wow, what an episode. Jam-packed. Thank you so much for coming on, Abby. Lovely to have you in. Welcome anytime. That's all the tea I've got for you guys today. I think that's enough. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you have any more requests for people you want me to get on the show or any specific questions that you want me to answer, or if you've got any juicy goss, funny memes, whatever, slide into my DMs at Megan Pistetto or at Dramatic Podcast. And pretty please rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. Much appreciated. 5 stars only, of course. Share on Instagram, Facebook, wherever you can, because I promise I will be bringing you the juiciest scoops each week. Thank you for listening to another episode of So Dramatic.
Oh my God.
So Dramatic with Megan Pistetto.